You're listening to Don't Take Bullshit from Fuckers with your hosts Greg Barrett and Kane Holloway.
It'd be great if Pat doesn't want us over because now he's got a girlfriend. He's got all these pillows.
Yeah.
This place is all cleared out. It doesn't smell like weed anymore.
And Sal.
Sal lays in a little bed.
I mean, yeah. You're not too far off. I was always on your side with the pillows, Greg.
Yeah.
I love pillows. I love them.
Whatever, man. You know. Trying to kiss the brass ring.
I genuinely like a lot of pillows.
Whatever, man. Be cool, Pat.
Also, I don't have a couch. Bed pillow situation different than couch pillow situation.
It's the same. It's the same.
I have 8 pillows on mine.
Oh, that's. I don't understand. There's just so much that goes into you removing all that from your.
I don't have to. I lay in it.
Why would you? That's so uncomfortable. What are you?
No, it's incredible.
Pillows are uncomfortable.
Just like have them all on your back. That's in. You're not a sultan.
I am.
You're not.
That's exactly what I am.
That's how people lay in beds in hospitals, and you know it. It's not comfortable. It's upsetting.
I love it. Sometimes I sleep just sitting up against my pillows, sound asleep.
You're just like a bird. That's how birds sleep. Up.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Do we want to roll that into the intro of the show?
Sure, why not? Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Kane Holloway. I hate pillows.
Hi, I'm Greg Barron. I love them. I hope you love them too. I know as the listener you do, because there's nothing wrong with you.
There's all kinds of things wrong. Look, I like 2 pillows. Sometimes it's hard to find like a good pillow, like a good comfy pillow. But I only need one of those.
You know where you'd be pretty happy?
Where?
Prison. Because I think you only get the one pillow. And that one's for fucking.
Yeah, exactly.
You can't sleep on it.
I will sleep on it. I'll fuck it and sleep on it.
Then your ear gets all wet. Well, we really started this show off.
Yeah, we sure did.
We really, this was a classy opening. We're a serious relationship show.
We are.
People should be coming to us for advice.
Well, you know what? This is a problem I have in my own daily life. And there are pillows galore in the house that I live in now. And it's part and parcel of the whole, I guess, thing. I moved in. I'm now on a couch that has too many pillows. So I throw them. And then when she's on them, they're fucking all over the place. And I'm not as upset about it. What I am is very like, okay, well, that's her couch space. So I have my little section. Her space is filled to the brim with pillows and blankets. And she's all jammed up in there. She's like if you dropped a bunch of tortillas into a bowl. And I like to sit in my little space with my one pillow and my blanket because it's cold here in San Diego. But we don't fight about it. We sit on the couch and we coexist. Until I buy a new couch, then we're going to have pillow rules.
I don't see pillow rules going well.
Hard and fast pillow rules. I think I've grown softer in my old age because like I don't even really think about it unless I'm alone and on the bed or on the couch or whatever. Then I'm throwing shit and I'm like, "Ugh, God." But if we're together, I don't really even really blink at it, if I'm being completely honest.
What was that Stiller movie with Aniston? Polly? Something about Polly? What was it?
Polly, yeah.
Remember his girlfriend leaves him at the beginning of the movie?
Yeah.
And then he's back in his apartment that they used to share.
Mm-hmm.
And every night he takes all the pillows off the bed and puts them in a cabinet.
Yeah.
He has to take all of her throw pillows off and put them into a little cabinet that's by the bed.
Yeah.
And then take them out the next day and put them back on.
Yeah.
That's you.
That's not me. That's not me. That's not me.
Taking the pillows off and putting them away.
I throw them on the floor. They sit on the floor until I need one of them. And then I huck them haphazardly. there's no uniform with the pillow. I don't care enough about it. But I do know exactly what you're talking about, and that is my nightmare. I got a dog.
Oh, wow. That's right. You did. Congratulations.
She's a lab dachshund mix.
So is she going to be small?
Yeah, she's small. She's like this big. She's so tiny. And bites like a motherfucker. It is. I'm doing that thing where I'm going, I'm going to turn into that guy that loves his small dog. I already can see it. Like, I try to teach her that biting and is not good. So don't bite me too hard. So I keep going, owie. It's so oddly emasculating, but I do it. So she's like, oh, okay, I'm hurting him, you know? But then she really does hurt me. Like, I get to a point where I'm like, fuck, bitch. Damn. Like, that fucking hurt. And so I have to then go back to, like, my sweet talk and be like, ow, ouchie, you're hurting me. But she's, like, tiny. She's a little burrito.
What's her name?
Junie.
Uh-huh.
I'm already in love. And so it's over. I'm domesticated.
Yeah, pets are the best.
Yeah.
I have 3 dogs over the age of 10. Do you know what that is?
What?
So much farting. All the time.
I bet.
Like, sometimes our house just smells like a fucking shit barrel. Like, they just fart. They passively fart.
Yeah.
All the time. When they just lay down, mm-hmm. and shit escapes out of them, and they all have their own brand.
Yep.
And it all smells like they're eating and shitting skunks.
Yep.
Sometimes it smells like their shit ate a shit and took a shit.
I can't wait for that. She farted in my face when I was holding her because I was like, do you have to go to the bathroom? And she just goes, and then I heard a little, oh, and like a Roman candle, it shot right into my fucking nose. And I'm like, all right, yep, I forgot about this because I had a dog, but I had him trained. Like, I got him trained. He was a show dog. Now I have a puppy. I have a puppy. She's 10 weeks old. And fuck. I want to teach her, like, you know, do you ever see Once Upon a Time in Hollywood?
Yeah.
So, you know, when Brad Pitt, like, puts the dog food in the bowl and then he mixes up some mac and cheese and then he sits and then the dog has to wait for him to go and then runs over to eat the food. I'm trying to do that. So I was like holding her and I'm like, all right, on go. Then you can go eat your food. And she's like, and then she bit my thumb. And I'm like, Christ. I don't think I'm a dog trainer. This is all new to me.
Yeah. I'd probably just let her eat when she fucking wants to eat.
Yeah. I was trying to be clever.
I mean, that's a cute idea and everything, but I think, yeah.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying to like train. I'm trying to get her trained like in like a week so I can be like, look at me. Look how clever I am. But I don't think I have the patience. I'm like, whatever. Just go eat. And so, yeah, so that's the new thing in my life is a puppy. And she sleeps a lot. So, and she likes to sleep on me. So that's really nice. And it helps with my anxiety. I've found I don't feel as anxious when I have a resting cute puppy on my chest.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. So, yeah, anyway, that's what's new in my life.
Yeah. Did you post a picture? You did online.
I posted online and I sent it to you guys in the group chat. And Pat was like, oh, adorable. And Greg was like, I'll see you guys at 12:30 to record the podcast.
Yeah.
We have a question. We yelled at the audience to write in and they wrote in.
Yeah. The listener response. Yeah. And that's great. Yeah. And, you know, imagine us doing that every time we ask you to call.
Yeah.
The number is?
That number is 323-379-5544.
Yeah. You can email us.
DTBFFpodcast@gmail.com.
You can go fuck yourself.
You can. Yeah, you can also email in your questions. We have a ton of questions from my dating show, and then we also have specifically listener questions for the podcast. And I've turned on quite a few people from the live show to our show. So we have some new listeners who have written in after the fact to be like, hey, love the podcast. It's really cool to see the two versions of the show, one live, one audio podcast, which is why I got to get you guys out to a live show. We got to get Greg out and we got to get Pat out to do some sort of audio or maybe play some music. Dude, if we could get you to play the metal version of the theme song at the end, dude, that would be awesome. But we ended up getting one from to our Gmail. We got one from Anonymous that says, stuck. It says, hi, guys. I've been listening to the podcast for a few months now, and I heard on the last episode how people aren't writing anymore. Welp, here's one for you. I'm 28 years old and a nursing student. I've been in a relationship with a 34-year-old man for the last 4 years. He has a 12-year-old son that we care for 50% of the time, week on, week off. He recently took on a new job that requires him to work long hours. He did it so he would have a better work-life balance and so he could be in a field he's actually passionate about. The problem is, this has left me as primary caregiver for his son. The other problem is that last year I moved out and broke up with him because of a few reasons. Number one, I can count on my fingers and toes how many times we've had sex. He denied and denied and denied me till I stopped trying and then only initiated when he was drunk. Number two, he has a huge problem with communication. Anytime I bring something up, he either shuts down or immediately goes into defense mode. And three, he takes full advantage of me being willing to help with his son, his house, his appointment, scheduling, and even work because he's not great at wording emails or pushing himself to move up. I was playing wifey on a roommate budget. He promised and pleaded and begged that he would get therapy and that if I came back, I would be able to focus on my schooling and career and he would do whatever he could to support me. Cut to the day my first semester starts, he takes on a new job with more hours and less time for his son and I and asks me to up my rent amount.
Oh, wow.
I now have his kid most of the time. I work full time and I'm going to school. And to top it off, I'm still not getting laid. Nor is he in therapy, nor is he making any moves to be. I know how this sounds. You're like, what the fuck? Why are you there? Well, I can't afford to live on my own. With housing the way it is right now, and I have no family or support system where I'm at, out of state, tuition is too costly, and all of my friends where I live are his friends first. So I guess my question is this. How do I make it through these next 2 years while I finish school? I'm lonely and sad most days. I want to lock myself in my office and not come out. Do I say fuck it and cheat just to get some thrill? Do I continue to try and work on it with him, even though I know he won't change and it's wrong to ask him to change? Sincerely, not following advice is her handle. And then she says, to follow up, I've included a photo here just so you can know that I'm not an ogre. I did pretty well for myself before I met this one. And yeah, she is very sexy.
Oh my God. Yeah, she's great.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
And even if she weren't.
I do love that concept. Like, dude, even if she was an ogre, she deserves to get laid.
She does. Ogres deserve to get laid. Everybody deserves to get laid.
Yeah.
You've painted yourself into the corner by not giving, like, stick with it for 2 more years. Are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
First off, you listed 3 things that he was doing wrong. All 3 of them by themselves are reason to leave. Just by themselves.
Yeah.
Together, it's a shit show.
Yeah.
It's a shit show in a dumpster fire. It's just bad. It's just not the way you live.
Yeah, it's 3 really heavy things, one of which would be too much to handle on your own. But I think the 2 that are the most concerning are the sex and the taking care of his kid.
Yeah.
Because both situations require communication.
First off, it's his kid.
Exactly.
It's his fucking responsibility. Like, I don't care about his job freedom. Fuck him and getting to do what he wants while you don't get to do what you want.
Yeah.
And he's the one that went ahead and had a kid. You didn't.
Yeah.
So I don't think you should cheat. I just don't think you feel good about that.
Yeah, no, it's at this point, it feels like cheating is less about getting some validation for yourself, and it's more an attempt to hurt him in the process, because he is taking full advantage of you. I mean, yes, to plead and beg that things will change so you come back, and then you come back and they don't change. You could have seen that coming a million miles away. Like, as soon as you said he started to plead, I was like, she went back, and then you did. And of course, nothing changed. It feels like he pleaded and begged to have you back so you could continue to just take care of the shit.
Yeah, because he's not interested in fucking you. So what does he want you there for?
He just wants you to take care of his kid. He wants you to be a babysitter and pay for some of his rent and then be his mom. And he's not going to fuck his mom. If he can't keep to his promises, if he doesn't prioritize the things that he said he would promise, he's being incredibly self-involved.
Yeah, you're just wasting your time.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's probably too expensive where you live, and it's easy to say get out, but you'd be much better suited in a roommate situation. There's all kinds of apartments or houses, rooms to rent.
Yeah.
I mean, do everything in your power not to be there, because you shouldn't be taking care of his kid. You shouldn't be taking care of his kid. That's not your responsibility.
Yeah.
It'd be too much if he asked you to take care of his cat, you know? Just, it's not your fucking problem.
No, he just used you so he could further his own interests.
Yeah.
And get what he wanted out of the relationship while you get nothing.
There's two different lonely feelings. There's the I'm alone, lonely, and I'm in a relationship lonely. And I say in a relationship, lonely is the worst one, because you're now surrounded by people and responsibilities, and you feel alone in your own support system. So, yeah, our advice is you got to get out, but you got to put in some effort and some work to get out of that situation. And then don't go back to him. This is going to be the one time I give advice where I'm like, I think you should do this. Don't get back with him ever. I think this relationship has run its course.
Yeah, for sure. And to call it a relationship is to overstate what you're in.
Exactly.
You're in a situation.
For sure.
For sure. We'll be right back.
Hey everyone, are you sick of taking bullshit from fuckers and want direct help from Kane or myself? We hold a bi-monthly workshop on Zoom for people who not only want to stop taking bullshit from fuckers, but want to recognize fuckers before they even smell the bullshit. We've helped many people from our workshops. Previous attendees have said, "I'm so happy this event was an honest and genuine event led by amazing people." Kane and I would be the amazing people in that sentence. I got so much more out of this than I ever could have imagined. So go to don'ttakebullshitfromfuckers.bigcartel.com to secure your seat and stop taking bullshit from fuckers. You can also find this link in the show's description.
This is the theme song for What Does This Mean Song. The theme song for What Does This Mean Song. We'll read a self-help quote, and they're definitely not memes. Means of something completely different than quotes. Quotes are supposed to help you through all the bullshit in your life. And memes are like that poster of that cat hanging from a tree. And it says, hang in there, baby, or Mondays, am I right? Mondays, am I right? So if you can think of a different title, then we'll probably change it.
What does this meme? Oh my God, the inspirational quote segment. We have so many. We literally have one sent by Jan that has so many. Got this off of a wall at a printing company in South Africa. Just pick the most stupid one so Gray can hate on it. First one up top says, this is your life. Do what you love and do it often.
And then what happens?
And you do it again.
Okay. So now I've masturbated six times in a row. What happens then?
Oh my God. You should go on a walk and get some some energy under yourself. You've drained all of the bone marrow out of your legs.
Oh my God.
Okay, I've rewatched Drive to Survive six times now.
Yeah.
What do I do next?
Again, probably go outside. Literally do anything.
But instead, do what you love.
What if you're masturbating to Drive to Survive?
How do you know I haven't?
I'm not judging if you have. I wouldn't be surprised if I FaceTimed you during, and that's exactly what you're just... What's up, man? Meow. Meow. Chicka, 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 chicka. All right. If you don't like something, change it. If you don't like your job, quit. Okay. If you don't have enough time, stop watching TV. Oh. Ooh, personal attack on the show itself.
I know, TV.
Love TV.
Yeah.
If you're looking for the love of your life, stop. They will be waiting for you when you start doing things you love. Do people actively look for the love of their life? Is that the hunt on dating? I thought that the dating was just to date and kind of meet somebody.
No, I think people are looking for the love of their lives for sure. Oh. I think women a little bit more than men, or they're more vocal about it.
Sure.
I mean, everybody on this season of The Bachelor is looking for the love of their life and their best friend.
Yeah.
Such a bunch of horseshit.
Their person, their partner, their other half.
Yeah.
This one's great. All emotions are beautiful when you eat, appreciate every last bite. Those feel like two different ones.
Yeah. Neither of which are good.
Exactly. All right. I'm going to stop doing yawns because it's making me sad. Over on our Discord, DTBFF podcast on Discord, Ascaria sent one that says, I feel like this would be a good contender for real man quotes. And it's a picture of Thanos in a suit wearing the Infinity Stones as rings. Holy shit. This is so real man quotes. Thanos is the villain.
Right now.
And Thanos says, it's okay if you don't like me. Not everyone has good taste.
Yeah, it's all right. That's how I'm going to open my shows on the cruise.
Sure. You guys are here with me for 2 weeks. If you don't like me, I guess you just don't have good taste. And I'm one of three events you can go to.
I'm going to open the show with, this is the second time I've done a show on a boat. The first time I kept getting hit in the head with the sail. Good night.
The Alan Brand sent one that said, it finally happened. I was able to meme Kane. I had to misquote him to make it a meme, but he did, in fact, say pretty much this. Can't wait. When treasure hunting, not everything will be gold. Sometimes you just get a bunch of bottle caps. I said that. I'm a fucking idiot. When you see your quotes in quote form, boo.
Yeah.
Boo to me. What a dipshit. Oh, man. Pat, what do you have?
I got a couple of quotes this week. I don't really like either of them, and they're from the same source. So... sorry, Art of Poets, you're going to get clowned on this week. We've got self-reminder. You're still young and you're not supposed to have your whole life figured out yet. Don't stress. Everything will work out.
No.
Right?
I don't have my whole life ahead of me.
No.
I have like a chunk. Yeah. I got a chunk of life ahead of me. I should have some shit figured out by now.
Yeah. That's how I feel.
Like, this isn't the year that I finally go, God, I'm finally figuring out who I am.
I got the rest of my life ahead of me. I mean, yeah, you literally have the rest of your life ahead of you. That's how that works.
And we've also got this one. Again, it's from Art of Poets. Maturity is when you have the power to destroy someone who did you wrong, but you just breathe, walk away, and let life take care of them.
What if they become the 45th president of the United States?
I was just going to say the same thing.
Thank you.
That was my very first thought, was that guy.
Exactly. Exactly.
All right. And as always, I've got a couple of real man quotes. So it turns out the Real Man Quotes guy runs a separate meme site called the Dark Attitude Quotes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
Uh-huh.
Entrepreneurial expanding.
Yeah.
Influencer.
Oh, boy.
So here's a little sample of Dark Attitude Problems.
Ooh.
I always hit ignore call with my middle finger.
Because the other ones are missing. You know the coordination that takes, no one uses their middle finger like that. So that means he's got to ball up his fist and then go boop.
Also, nobody knows. The caller doesn't know. You're alone. What a fucking loser thing to do. I answered that call with a fuck you. Are you sure you showed them?
Hello? Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay. Bye. Boop. Fuck you.
And an original, also from Real Man Quotes. Maybe I am not the best, but at least I never break someone's heart just for temporary fun.
Do you know how to have temporary fun? You know how to have fun?
I love the idea that there's somebody out there just breaking hearts for fun.
Yeah.
I want to be in the world this guy lives in.
I know.
I want to meet all his shitty friends.
Yeah.
I want to meet the multitudes of people that have let him down.
I want to meet all the women.
All the women. Both of them.
This is like when you watch all, if you binge watch all the seasons of Seinfeld and then you see how many women George Costanza dates, and you're like, that guy wouldn't, in the real world, with his sensibilities and his whole fucking thing, his lying and all this shit and the way he is and the way he looks, there's no way George Costanza is pulling that many women. And this guy feels like what George Costanza is in the real world.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a mess.
Segment three, energy. I have another date for going Dutch. It's February 23rd. Now I'm no longer competing with Greg and his mass audience that's going to come out after he gets off of the boat, after he's done traveling the world, showing everybody his hilarious mind, and then he comes back to dry land.
All I've got is that sailboat joke.
That's pretty good.
That's all I've got. So...
But yeah, so come out. Going Dutch is going to be back at PV Backyard. A lot of really funny comics and new date questions and new date ideas from me, which then will be shared on the podcast. So a lot of crossover. Very excited. Kendra sent one to the Instagram. She sent a message that says, "Hey, Kane, Greg, and Pat. I know I'm late to the writing in ball game. Just saw Kane's TikTok reply from years ago, and I just wanted to further explain something. I started listening to DTBFF podcasts in the early days, but I never watched the video. I was going through a thing and found you guys. Then later, my love for the DTBFF magnified when I listened to Greg be a guest on GGE. Again, I had never watched the video, so I want to explain who I thought you guys looked like in my small little brain. In my own crazy place of a head, I thought Greg looked like Kevin Smith.
Oh, no. That is fucked up.
That's fucked up. That's mean as shit. Is that post or pre-heart attack?
Oh, no. Ball cap.
Ball cap. Big ass shorts that are almost pants.
Yeah, giant hockey jersey. I don't mind Kevin Smith.
Sure.
Aesthetically, he's everything I've never been.
I know. Yeah, I know.
If he makes a choice, I go the opposite way. Yeah. I go the exact opposite way.
Yeah, and it feels like you guys would hate each other's style.
He wouldn't understand mine.
Right.
And I'd have to keep looking over his shoulder. I don't know if I sound like him.
No.
I don't really remember what he sounds like.
You don't sound like, no. You don't pontificate enough. You don't tell 18-minute long stories that could be summed up in five. I don't even really hate him. I just know that he is very, he's just very long-winded. He's a very long-winded man.
Yeah.
I envisioned Kane look like Freddie Prinze Jr. Mm-hmm. It's really nice.
That's just so fucked up that you got Freddie Prinze Jr., who's so handsome, still handsome, and I got shitty Kevin Smith.
Dumbass, shitty ass, short ass Kevin Smith.
Fuck. I had a stupid bummer.
This is like a real time Facebook quiz where you take a quiz and like, who am I? And you get fucking Kevin Smith and I get Freddie Prinze and you and I now have that between us. And Pat looked like Cole Hauser, RIP Yellowstone. I don't know. I don't watch Yellowstone.
I don't either. I had to look him up.
First off, he kept getting recommended to me on TikTok that I follow him. And a lot of his posts are about freedom.
Oh, no.
So he can go fuck himself sideways.
Yeah, no. Oh, no. I like him as an actor, too. That sucks.
Yeah, he's a good actor.
Kendra, come on. You're offending Greg. You're calling Pat a capital rioter.
Oh, no.
Again, this is just what my messed up brain brought into my head. No shade at all. Seeing you all was mind-blowing. Just because I had been listening so long, but never had a face to the voice, I thought you would all get a laugh. I remember this. This was like during 2020, I posted a video and then some girl was like, I've been listening to the show. I didn't know that's what you look like. And then I responded to that was like, oh, I guess I'll take it as a compliment, but I'm not really sure.
I realize that when I listen to people on podcasts and I haven't seen them,
mm-hmm.
I never, ever think somebody has a beard.
Really?
And every time I see somebody and they have a beard, I'm like, what the fuck? And I don't know what it sounds like if you have a beard. But it doesn't sound like to me. Yeah. And everybody's much younger and better looking.
Sure. Yeah. She says, you're all three amazing humans and have helped me so much. Thank you for being you and making the world a better place. I know I don't know you guys, although it feels as though I do. I just want to say how proud I am of each of you for really pushing through your pain and being the light of so many lives. Keep on doing you. Thank you for letting me be a part of the DTBFF family. Oh, that's really nice.
Is it?
Well, it was nice for one of us.
Who writes somebody and thinks it's okay to tell them they thought they looked like Kevin Smith?
It's just your voice. Your voice is an ugly New Jerseyan. She didn't say you look like Kevin Smith. She said your graggly old man voice reminded her of a troll that wears long short pants. Why are we so shitty to Kevin Smith? He's done nothing.
He's done nothing.
He's done nothing to us. Onto a Reddit remix? Pat, do you want to beatbox for us?
Oh, God, no.
Reddit remix. my boyfriend was looking at foreplay instructions in front of me before we had sex. Instructions. You're not making a cake.
First off, I love that. And I would love to see an instruction booklet that folds out the way, like when you get something from IKEA. Yeah. And it has those 1, 2, 3, and then simple drawings of like a hand on a tit and then a hand in the vagina.
Yeah. And it says all the things that you need.
You need your dick?
Yeah.
Your fingers?
Tongue, lips, eagerness. You need to be willing. She needs to be willing. Pillows.
Put tongue A into vagina B.
Just wondering if there's something wrong with me for being a bit cringed out and if I should bring it up. Boyfriend of 2 months is really nice and chill, but shows some signs he hasn't dated much, despite living with partners in the past. Nothing that bothers me. It just may be relevant. E.g., he doesn't iron his clothes, wears track suits to all our dates. He's a Russian mobster. Commented on how he likes that I don't wear makeup, but I do. And offers me beanie hats and things when I'm just done my hair. I get the feeling he's not that used to women.
No.
I love it.
Can I tell you something? He needs more instructions.
Way more. Yeah.
Like, he doesn't just need the foreplay kit. Like, he's got to get all those instructions.
I wonder if he has any women in his life, like a sister or a mom that's ever like, because I know that my sister, to a certain degree, trashed me for my clothes and my style. And like how I would talk if I like said something dumb or something that like I just like put my foot in my mouth around women. And then I would be confused why they were so hostile towards me. And then I'd hit up my sister and then she'd be like, it's because you're a fucking dumb man. So I wonder if he just doesn't have women in his life that tells him.
Well, yeah, it seems like it.
We decided to get intimate the other night. We sat on the sofa after work, chilling for a bit beforehand, and he pulled out his phone and started Googling how to go down on a girl right in front of me. Okay, now I'm looking that up.
Oh, no.
Like he thought I'd think it was nice he was doing that. It made me cringe like crazy, and I felt anxious about having sex. I might be overreacting, as I didn't like how he did that so openly and right in front of me. If he'd done it on his own, that would have been fine. I'm sure lots of people do it. But it was weird how he sat there with the screen facing me researching. I didn't want to upset him, so we carried on and it was okay.
It's like when you're playing a game of cards with your family and then you go to YouTube to look up how to play poker.
How to have poker face. How to have believable poker face. Yeah, it's just, it's silly to say, but you just got to have more communication. It is pretty amazing that he looked it up. Again, this would, if you've never gone down on someone before or you've never done it successfully, like just looking this up right now, yes, you can add a dildo. It's like, great, now I got to get a dildo. I mean, it's just kind of like, this would be overwhelming to me. It's like, here's step one, ask her what she likes and how she likes it done. Then do those things and then have her continuously tell you where to put your face, where to put your lips, where to put your tongue, and do that enough until it just becomes second nature. And then you can surprise her one day and go down on her and know, oh, this is what she likes. And this is how I'll do it. And yada, yada, yada. And you can do the same thing. And then it can turn into something more aggressive or sexy or whatever, whatever it is you want. But, yeah, what a fucking creep. But he just seems like such a guy. Track suits. You want a beanie, even though your hair is in curls?
I love how you never wear makeup. I'm wearing makeup.
I have the brightest, reddest lipstick on my fucking mouth right now. Well, what do you guys think? Is that good advice? Would you be creeped out? Would you get the ick if you saw a guy do that? Do you have relationship issues or are you taking bullshit from fuckers? Email us at dtbffpodcast@gmail.com. You can can also comment on our Patreon. If you want to join our Patreon, we have bonus episodes and there's a whole area for people to connect there. DTBFF podcast, patreon.com/DTBFF podcast. Go to our Discord, DTBFF podcast on there. Send all your memes and random comments. If you just got a brand new puppy and you want to share it, we have a thirst trap section. I just posted a picture of my new dog. And you can follow the show at DTBFF podcast on Instagram. I'm at Kane Holloway.
I'm at It's Gregor's, and you can come see me February 14th at the Bourbon Room in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're going from Galveston to Mexico, take a cruise.
Buy a cruise ticket.
See me five nights in a row.
Do the same. What are you, how long are you doing? An hour?
25 minutes.
25?
25 minutes, baby.
That's great. Where can people follow you, Pat?
You can find me at DTBFF Producer Pat on Instagram.
You can also call in the show, and we implore you to call in the show. What are you doing sitting on your thumbs? You got a phone. You're listening to the show on your phone right now.
Yeah, or do something creepy and text the number.
Text the number. Yeah. Gosh. Jesus.
And what's that number, Pat?
That number is 323-379-5544.
Don't take bullshit from fuckers.
No, fuck them.
Yeah. Hey there. If you like the show, you can find bonus episodes and more at our Patreon at patreon.com/DTBFFpodcast. And then rate the show 5 stars on iTunes because it's the right thing to do. All music by The Reigning Monarchs, produced by Patrick Kelly for All Things Comedy.